It is listener driven Jazz 88, Manny Hill with you, and I'm joined, pleased to be joined by the director of athletics at North Community High School, Cale Severson. How are you? Thanks for doing this. It's a fun time of the year as we're getting close to things starting up again. And I mean, just how are you feeling about everything getting rolling again here in the fall?
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm super excited. We had our registration night on the 4th, and we've had more kids register and families than we've ever had in my time being here. So, you know, we're getting everything prepped and prepared, and we're excited to hit the ground running.
What are some other early events that you guys have going on here early on here in the first couple of weeks of the fall?
Yeah, well, the first thing is, and I'm happy I reached out to the principal, Mari Freesaven, to double-check this because I actually had the wrong date. She wanted to talk about our open house coming up on the 1st from 4 to 6 p.m. It's going to be in the courtyard here. This is a time where students can pick up their schedules, meet teachers, meet new teachers, meet the rest of the staff, and they can still register for athletics that evening as well. Our community ed department will be there along with a few other community partners such as North Point and the Park Board.
How has preparing for this year been different? I mean, last year was so different and unique, and it was challenging on a lot of different levels with the pandemic and everything going on. And you know, things are a little bit different. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, and we're still being very cautious about so many different things. But how has preparing for this fall been different for, you know, better or worse, whatever the case may be for you guys? How has it been different this year versus where we were at this point a year ago?
Yeah, well, I think with COVID and the protocols, the district did a really good job putting protocol safety in place. And I believe it's helped me personally be better organized and prepared for what's ahead of us. We I think, know a little bit more now than we did when this pandemic started. I think that we did a really good job keeping families and particularly our students safe. We had lots of honest conversations. So I feel like it's helped me as a professional in the athletic field be better prepared to hit the ground running this season. Like I said, we had our early registration night. Typically, that's something we hold in the gymnasium. We've had beautiful weather lately, so we set up 10 tables outside in the parking lot. I coned it off, and that's how we had our registration night. You know, we still sprayed everything down after each family used it. So, I mean, there's little things like that that's helping us prepare. Plus, I love being outdoors. So I think this, you know, in Minnesota, I think we all should like the outdoors a little bit more, particularly when it's nice outside.
Right, yeah.
So that's also at least helped in my favor to get to be outside a little bit more.
Yeah. Any changes with new coaches or staff or anything that's different from a year ago?
Yeah, so we have been working really hard with the CDD deliver. We have a different attendance area. So we now, from my understanding, go a little bit further to 36th Avenue South, if I'm correct. So we're really trying to get the information out to those families. We have a new soccer program that we're trying to put on. We had our first soccer, boys JV soccer team last year. It was pretty successful. We had 21 kids. Most of them were middle school level kids. So we're hoping to continue to build on that. We decided to give girls soccer a run this year. If anyone's listening out there, we need more soccer players, particularly girls. We'd love to have you. A lot of times people don't know 7th and 8th graders can play for their high school in their attendance area. So if you're a Minneapolis Public School student and you attend Ann Watton, you get to play for North High if you're in 7th or 8th grade. Or if you live in North's attendance area and you go to a Minneapolis public school such as Franklin, you can also play for North.
Nice. Awesome. Any other special events coming up in the fall, like homecoming, anything like that with football or anything like that?
Absolutely. So homecoming is going to be extremely special this year. So I'm happy you asked this question. As you know, we have a renovated field, Hobbs Field, and it was a wonderful field already, and now it's even better.
Yeah.
We actually have indoor bathrooms. So now, you know, no more porta potties. You get to use an actual indoor bathroom and wash your hands.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, COVID, right?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect timing.
So we're really excited about that. We have a new turf field. We have an 8-lane track. We actually have lights now. So we're going to have some Friday night lights football, right? That's kind of the tradition.
Yeah.
So we're really, really excited about that. We have a new sound system out there. We also have, if you're not able to attend the game, the district has done a great job They installed new cameras in our facilities, in our athletic facilities, so you can actually go to the NFHS network. You can buy a subscription, and we have alumni as far as China that have reached out, and nice. They're excited because now they get to actually watch these games. So we had a few alumni in Africa that had sent an email. So this is, I think we're expanding the Polar footprint in athletics, and I just think that the district's done a really good job. Homecoming is going to be September 24th at 6 p.m., it's also going to kind of be a grand reopening. Now, we did get to play a couple games at the end of the last year, but we couldn't have fans. It was right. a protocol to keep everybody safe. So this year, at this point, I believe we're going to have fans, and it's going to be a huge celebration, hopefully with good social distancing still. But it's going to be a really cool time for not just alumni and not just our community, but fans of any sort to come and support our team.
And in closing, what's one or two really important things you would like for, you know, parents, students, our listeners here at Jazz 88? What's one or two more important things you'd like for people to know and to look forward to this fall?
Yeah, so we're open and we're running. We're going to be in-person student learning in the classroom. First day of school, September 8th. We are going to be masked up, and I think that's important for everybody to know. We are going to be masked up playing sports, but this is to keep all of us safe and still afford the opportunity for our community and our students to be actively involved in athletics or programming. Another thing is this staff is ready. I mean, they are committed to our community. They're committed to our kids. I think Minneapolis Public Schools is committed to our community and our kids. So we are ready for you. We are welcoming you back with open arms, and we can't wait to see you. Rather be our open house on the first, or the first day of school on the 8th, or athletic programming all starts on the 16th. Let me run down two.
Sure.
Girls volleyball, cross country for both boys and girls, football, soccer, girls tennis, girls swim, and something that's really important to me that I think the district is doing a great job is supporting all of our students in our community. So we also have adapted soccer for that opportunity for students to participate.
Nice. Nice. That is the voice of Cale Severson, the director of athletics at North Community High School. Cale, thank you very much. Let's go. I mean, it's we're ready to get going here in the fall. I'm excited. I'm sure you are as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.